My name is Darianne. I'm 27 years old. Today is June 24th, 2020. And I'm speaking with Michael Ocampo, who is my little brother. We are recording this interview in Oviedo, Florida.
Can you tell me about one of your happiest memories?
One of the happiest memories is going to visit my family in California. We live in Florida, so all of our family lives out in California, and we don't get to see them very often. And I just get really happy when I do get to see them and spend time with them.
What was the coolest thing you did in California?
When we were younger, we used to like camp and hike and see lots of cool things just because California is very diverse in their landscape.
What was the coolest thing you saw while camping?
We saw lots of waterfalls, different animals, and it felt nice out there. No humidity like Florida.
Can you tell me about someone who has a big influence on your life?
One person who has had a really big influence on my life, she was our Aunt June. She passed away a couple of years ago, but she's been in my life since I was very young. And she lived in Florida, or she did, and she helped my family start their new life in Florida, because our parents were very young when they came to Florida. And all of our family, again, lived in California, so she definitely had a big influence on my life.
What lessons did that person teach you?
She taught me a lot of lessons in life. Growing up with her, she definitely taught me to always pursue my dream and to not let anybody stand in the way of that. She was a doctor, an audiologist, and she went to med school when not many women were going to med school. She was only two of however many were in her class. There was only two women in her class trying to become a doctor. And she said she definitely faced a lot of adversities going through that, being the only women, and it wasn't really looked up upon to go to school for that long as a woman. It was back in like the 60s and 70s, but she definitely broke those stereotypes, and she was always stood for what she believed in and doing the right thing, and also women's rights for sure. She always taught me to stay in school and always to dream bigger than what is possible, honestly. She definitely influenced me, and I hope she influenced you. She had a good life.
What do you feel most grateful for in your life?
I'm grateful for all the opportunities that I was given. Our parents were born in a more city town in Los Angeles, so they didn't have as much opportunities as we do, but they moved and gave us more opportunities by living in a more environment that gave us opportunity with schooling, sports, and all that. So I'm definitely grateful for those opportunities that they gave us growing up with education. And I'm grateful for
my family.
So with the opportunity that they gave us, I was able to graduate from UCF and pursue my dream in health sciences. I currently work at Orlando Health right now, so I'm definitely grateful for that opportunity. I'm in nursing school right now, so I'm given the opportunity to work at the hospital, so it gives me a lot of insight to nursing school, and I'm grateful for being able to see all the things that I see at the hospital. That's something I'm very grateful for. I guess ultimately it comes down to being grateful for the opportunities I've been given in life, and family is just so strong, and that they always support me. They support us, giving us a nice home, food, the things that we need in life. It definitely has given us more opportunity to grow within ourselves.
What are some of the most important lessons you've learned in your life?
Probably the number one thing is to not care about what people have to say about you or think about you, because growing up, it definitely like shaped how you were if you followed what other people did. And I think that it definitely, like, you should always do what you feel is right.
How has that made you a better person?
Well, if you think about it, so if you're always following what other people think about you or what they have to say about you, you're always going off of what other people think, and you're not really thinking for yourself and what you want and what you believe in. So it's taught me to always just stick with what you want in life, and that what you think would benefit you in life, I guess. Another lesson to always.
Okay, go ahead. Are there any more important lessons in your life? Okay. And also, you like, what helps you be, what, how does being kind benefit you? And then you'd be like, you treat people how you want to be treated, I guess. I don't know. Yeah. How has being kind benefit you?
I think in any situation, you always want to think of how you want to be treated, and like treat others how you want to be treated. I'm in nursing school right now, and it's definitely like showed me you always want to treat your patients how you want your family members, how you would want your friends to be treated. And it's just, I think the world would be a much better place if everybody was kind to one another. Like, we can all disagree on things, but I think focusing on being kind to one another would definitely help.
What is your favorite memory of me?
Well, we are 13 years apart, so I do remember the day you were born. You came early, and I remember, so I'm the firstborn, and our parents had no other kids, so we were going to have our last night together and eat our favorite meal and watch our favorite movie. And so that was the plan for the day before you were born. So what happened, unfortunately, is you came the day earlier and we didn't get our favorite meal, but that was okay, honestly. Seeing you, I didn't watch you be born, but I was in the hospital when you were born. And I remember I was doing my biology homework and they wheeled you out. It was so cute to see you, and you were so tiny. And I think definitely watching you grow up has been a good memory of you. You've definitely taught me to become like a better sister, a better person, and I just like watching you grow up and see all the milestones you have in life and in school, and I'm definitely excited to see what you accomplish in high school.
What are you proudest of in your life?
Graduating from UCF with my degree was definitely a very proud moment in my life. I was a first generation bachelor degree student, and from our family. So it was definitely a proud moment to walk across that stage and just feel like everything was worth it, and all the struggles I faced, if it was struggling in a class or with money, just because classes are so expensive, everything was worth it in the end, and that nobody can really take that away from me. But yeah, graduating from college was a huge thing for me.
Is there any advice you give someone going into college?
College is definitely hard and a different world. But it is a lot of fun. I think some advice I would give to somebody starting out is to study hard for sure, to work hard, and just to always enjoy the moments in college, because it goes by very quickly, but you meet a lot of great people, great professors, and just to always run with those opportunities and get close to those professors and teacher's assistants, because they can give you a lot of insight into furthering your education and giving you insight onto like other careers that you may want if you're unsure about what you want to do. So I think just soaking up in every opportunity you have in college is definitely important.
Do you have any regrets?
I definitely think that all the struggles and setbacks in my life have made me the person I am today, but if I were to say some regrets, they would be not listening to our parents as much, because ultimately what your parents want is probably the best for you. They're your number one supporters. So you being going into high school now, I suggest always listening to them and listening to their advice, because they've gone through a lot of things in their life. A lot of things I didn't listen to was taking school as serious as I did in high school. I didn't save up as much money with my first job. I saved money, but I definitely used it on things that I probably shouldn't have. I moved out too when I was in college, so I kind of wasted a lot of money on rent, and I could have saved more staying at home. But I definitely think just listening to them would have probably helped me out more in life.
From those regrets, what are some advice you have for me?
To always listen to their advice, and they want the best for you for sure. And to always study hard and to work hard at school, because once you're done with school, it's an amazing feeling. And I could have finished college a lot earlier than I did, but I kind of dragged it along, took a semester off here and there. So I definitely think following their advice and listening to them on buying big purchases like cars or apartments I could have listened to them more, and it would have helped me out getting further in life. So some advice that I would give to you is to just be strict with your studies. Always make time for some fun with your friends, and to always pursue what you want and never like let anything set you back if you fail a class or if you fail a test. Like, always to get back up, because it's just one test, one class. Like, I think that those struggles will make you a better person, and will always, it kind of teaches you that this is real and you need to work hard at it. So, yeah.
Thank you for letting me interview you.
You're welcome.